But it gets to the source of FDR's greatness, that temperament that guided the U.S. through a series of crises that threatened democracy and the free enterprise system. FDR emerged as the dominant personality in an era that defined the nation's character. Through his statesmanship, he did more than anyone else to secure American leadership in the world. In the end, he helped to establish the structural foundations of the American century, which is a phrase coined by Life magazine publisher Henry Luce in an essay pleading for U.S. entry into World War II. Now, there's a wide gulf between the world FDR entered in 1882 and the world he left in 1945. When FDR died near the end of World War II, Americans went to the movies, they talked on the phone, and they drove automobiles. More than half lived in the new cities that ballooned around the turn of the century. Maybe more importantly, Americans came to see their nation as a leader among nations with a starring role to play in global affairs. This was a very different America than the one FDR knew as a child, when people traveled by horse and rail and they read books at night under gas-powered lamps. The majority of people lived on farms and in small towns, and half the nation's labor force were farmers. Unless they were missionaries, Americans believed that the world's troubles were none of their business. America was still